Blog Talk Radio.
I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Changes everything.
It's such a beautiful day, and God is moving by his spirit. God is doing something. He's always up to something. No matter what it looks like, just know that God, our God, the God that we serve, he is always up to something. He said in his word, new mercy every day. So just look around, and every single thing that you see, hallelujah, is God's glory. Everything that you look at Everything that you touch, God is in it. God is in it. God is in it. Glory to God. I bless his name today. And I'm so delighted to be back on air live. Amen. As we celebrate the name of Jesus, as we walk into the newness of God, we thank you, Father, for moving. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for having us in our right mind in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, as we look and we see your glorious, your matchless, your marvelous works. Amen. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name that you would come and rest upon us, that you would move by your Spirit, lead, guide, and direct, Father, as we embrace your will for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let your Spirit say amen, for you're still here. God still have a need of you. God is still moving. God is still working. God is still allowing his people to breathe and live another day. Amen. I just say glory to his name. And I just bless his name for all the good things that he's doing. And even when we don't see it, even when we don't know it. Amen. Well, we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare today. And I'm going to be coming from, hallelujah, 13 through 18. Glory to God. And if you have your Bibles, if you would be so kind to turn with me. Amen. Glory to God. If you would turn to Ephesians 6, the 6th chapter, verses 13 through 18. For God is always moving by his Spirit. And there's no good thing that he will withhold from us if we walk uprightly, if we choose. Amen. It's a choice. God is a gentleman. He's not going to make us do anything. It's optional. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. Don't let the Lord come back and our work is not completed. Our assignments are not done. So we're going to talk about spiritual warfare today. We're talking about how the enemy tried to kill, hallelujah, steal, and how he tries to destroy. But God set us up to be blessed, and God is all-knowing, for he would even show you before things happen. So when the enemy try to eat up our flesh, when the enemy try to take us away from where God is trying to lead us, God will build up a standard. He'll put people around you. He'll engulf those angels to come, and they'll lead, guide, and direct you through the Holy Spirit. And the enemy, no weapon, no weapon. Somebody say, no weapon. They're going to form, but they will not prosper. Somebody say, they're going to form, but they won't prosper. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, if you would, 18 through 18. Hallelujah. Well, let me start at 10. I'll go ahead and start at 10. Amen. And the Bible says, we're talking about the whole armor, the whole armor of God, how we can be protected, how we can dismantle, come against the will of God, how we can tear down every stronghold that come against what God has in our life. Thank you. Glory to God. So we're talking about the whole armor. The Bible says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be a band against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers. Excuse me, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Listen. Therefore, the whole armor of God. I'm going to be explaining the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and putting on, having on the breastplate of righteousness. And as the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given to the gospel of Jesus Christ, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, in which you have extinguished all the fiery darts of the evil one. And listen to this. And take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying in all times in the Spirit and with all prayer and supplication. And the Bible says, and to that end, be alert with all perseverance and supplication in all the saints. Amen. And we know the word of God is blessed. I want to encourage you today to understand that God is trying to show us how to fight against the darts of the enemy, how to come against every word that he say in your spirit, that he speak to your mind, that he try to come against your destiny. Amen. Next week, we're talking about dancing to your destiny. Because what the enemy try to do is what? He want to stop us. He want to hinder us. He want us to waste time. He want us to lose time. He want us to not know the time. Amen? He want us to not go into that the blessed place where God have ordained for us to be. So he sent all of these darts, traps, booby traps. He sent people to distract us. He sent situations. He sent all kinds of things to stop us from going into the place where God wants us to be. So I want to thank you for joining in on the line today, and we won't be on the line long with you, but I want to put a nugget, a golden nugget in your spirit to carry you through the week, that you would know how to dismantle, to destroy, that you will see the enemy when he comes to work. Amen? Because he comes to work on our minds. Amen? He comes to work in our situations. He comes to destroy, to kill. He comes with words. He comes with thoughts. He comes. So we must know his tactic, and we must know how to defeat everything that he starts. We're reminded that we have a very powerful, a very insistent and persistent enemy. Enemy is doing everything in his power to cause us not to walk in victory. But guess what? The battle is not ours. The Bible tells us that the battle is the Lord. But he also tells us that we have to put on the whole armor. See, God got something in store, but he wants us to prepare ourselves with the whole armor of God. So how do we prepare ourselves? Let me talk about it. I'm going to talk about, we know what the armor is. The whole armor of God is the belt of truth. Amen. The breastplate of righteousness. And then the boots of peace. You have to be in peace because the enemy comes to disturb your thoughts. So they can get you out of God's presence. And then the buckler, I like to call it the buckler of faith. He tried to get you to doubt. And then I gave the salvation, the bonnet of salvation. He tried to get you to think you're not worthy, to think you're not saved. And then the blade of the Spirit. See, the Spirit cuts to the soul and sunder. the spirit-filled prayer. Begin to pray. Understand that the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, have your feet shone. I'm just giving you names of the weaponry God wants us to win. These are the things that he wants us to use to defeat the enemy. So again, I say to you, put on the whole armor. Amen. The belt of truth. We're going to talk about why should we put on the armor of God. So when you go to work, you take all of your work tools, right? If you're a painter, if you are a carpenter, or if you're a builder, you're going to take what you need, your equipment, your tools, or you can't get the job done. So in this ministry or in this walk called life, we have to be equipped and qualified to defeat the enemy. Amen. So we put on the whole armor. We take the things that we need, and we defeat the enemy with our tools. We get victory with the tools that God has given us, or we complete the job by using our tools. And we experience things in life. We have small defeats, and we sometimes have big defeats. We have experienced small victories here and there, and then we even experience big victories here and there. But when we make it through the month, listen to this, just making it through the month with all your bills paid, with enough money, we can count as a victory. Amen. We can count that as a victory. When there is no conflict in our lives, we think that is a victory as well. While those things are important in our day-to-day life, amen, amen, glory to God, challenges are going to come. That's part of life. See, there are moments that we enjoy living, and there are moments when we say, oh, my God, what's next? But God wants us to live a victorious life. Amen. When you look at others and you see how blessed you are, he wants us to live a life of gratefulness, a life of fulfillment, a life of joy, a life of peace, a life of love, a life of forgiveness, a life of perseverance, a life that we live in it to the fullness extent. I just want to live. Say that to yourself. And I just want to wear the whole armor. So when the enemy come, I can slap him with the belt of truth. Amen. So every child of God is at war. And how we win our victories, it is incumbent upon us to use our weaponry. See, when Paul was talking about take upon you the whole armor of God, what he was literally talking about is for us to take up the armor of God. He said take unto you, but he wants us to take up, take your weapons. See, it is to imagine that you are a soldier and you're being presented with everything that you need to win the war. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The armor is arrayed. It's arrayed with thing you need to be hooked up. You know, when you put on your favorite outfit, fit, you dress from head to toe. You dress from head to toe and you feel good about it because you feel like you got everything that you need because you have the shoes to match that outfit. You got the purse. You got the outfit. You hooked up. Some may wear gloves and hats. But God wants you to know that he's given us everything we need to withstand, everything we need to resist, everything we need to overcome these evil times that the enemy try to attack us. He want us to plan to win.
He wants us to walk in victory. He wants us to keep ourselves in the admonition of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that what Paul was talking about, sometimes we live in fear. Fear of what? Fear of failure. Fear that we can't do something. Fear that what if this don't work? Fear if what if that don't work? But God wants you to have faith, because guess what? Fear comes against faith. Fear will stop you from moving forward. Fear that you're not going to defeat the enemy this time. Fear that you won't win the next time. Fear that the enemy is destroying you. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God is good and he's faithful. When Paul was talking about under my body, and I bring it to subjection, what that means, he's saying, I make my body obey me. I make my mind obey me. Because if we don't make our body and our mind obey us, guess what? We're going to fall into temptation. We're going to fall by the wayside. So we have to make our body. We have to speak to our mind. You know how to speak to your mind? Just let your spirit lead you. Not your thoughts, but your spirit man will lead you. Your spirit man will direct you. Your spirit man will keep you. Spirit man will lead you to victory. Because, see, God is a spirit. And then the Bible says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And when we can discern what the enemy is doing, hallelujah. Amen. We just want the enemy to know that we have the victory. We have the victory. Victory in every area. Victory in every area. I want you to say that to yourself, because when you leave God, you've lost the battle. When you leave God, you've lost the battle, because he fights for us and he tells us the things to do. Amen. So the pieces of our armor that we're going to study today is resist the enemy and he'll flee. Controlling your thought life, because it's your thought life that caused you to feel some kind of way. I'm feeling some kind of way. People, you ask them, how you doing? And they might say, well, right now I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm in my feelings. No, you're in your flesh. And guess what? The flesh breathes death to the spirit man. So you got to let your spirit man lead your thoughts. When your spirit man leads your thoughts, then you can win your day. So if you choose to be sad and unhappy, guess what's going to happen? You are going to be sad and unhappy. But if you choose to be happy in the things of God, happy in your life, grateful, look around and see the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Look at the trees he made. Look at the grass that's green. Look at the sun that's shining. God did all that so you can be in a glorious state of mind. So we resist those thoughts that come against our victory by our armor. The armor, the whole armor of God. You know, I'm going to take a music break, and I won't be long, and then I'll be right back.
I'm living proof of what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. Goodness and mercy and the power of his blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. Goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. So much power in the blood.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad that my freedom was not based upon what I've done. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of his blood that set us free. We're free. We're free in our minds, free in our spirit. We're free to proceed. Amen. So I just want to say thank you as we have joined together, and I'm in this beautiful scenery that I can see God's glory, and I can see what he's doing. I can see what he's done. And I want to say to you today, put on the whole armor of God so you can withstand the evil one, so you don't fall in his traps, so you don't fight battles that's not yours to fight. Amen. That you don't get in a fight and get dirty for no reason. Understand the wiles of the devil, because the wiles of the devil will cause you to fall into sin and out of fellowship with the Lord. It's hard. It happens so frequently, and it's hard to miss it. So we have to know when the enemy is shooting darts that we don't get in that battle when it's not ours. Amen. But we tear the enemy to part when it's our battle. Amen. So I just want to say to everyone today, as you wear the armor, as you walk in truth, as you live in peace, watch what God will do. Watch what he would do when you let him lead, guide, and direct you to that place where he wants you to be. It's a place of peace. It's a place of love, a place of meekness and joy in the Holy Spirit. There is a place that God want to take you that when enemy come, you're not moved by Satan's devices. You're not moved. And you can say, I'm not moved. And the truth of the matter is that we have won the victory. In every situation, we've already won, because Jesus already shedded his blood. The Bible says he set us free, and whom the Son set free, glory to God, is free indeed. I say glory to his name, and I want to encourage you to laugh more, to love more, to live more, to know that God is moving in your life and he has chosen you to live, laugh, and love so that others can see spiritual victory in your life. How many want to walk in that spiritual victory? How many want to live in that victorious place? Well, I'll tell you how you do it. I'm glad you asked. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Get your praise and worship on. Don't fall prey to the enemy's attack when he try to tell you you're not this and you're not that. You tell him, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who have given me the victory. I want to encourage you today to go get your blessing. Take your life back. Walk in laughter and love, because our days are numbered from glory to glory. Somebody say, from glory to glory. That's where we head. Make it personal. Make it personal. God is taking you from glory to glory. Every day should get greater. Every day should get better. Every day should be, you should be closer to your identity in Christ. Every day you should be an overcomer. Every day you're supposed to win. Every day you're supposed to walk in victory. Every day, the God that you serve, he's bigger than your circumstances. Every day, know that God is moving by his Spirit, and he's causing you to become from glory to glory. From glory to glory.
You're taking me higher. You're taking me
shouldn't get worse, but you should be stronger. You should have more peace. So I want to say to everyone, as we end the line, see yourself growing. See yourself becoming from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Just say, yes, I receive, and amen. Thank you so much for joining me. Same time next week. Have a blessed rest of your week, because God is taking you somewhere.
Tri-City Singers, featuring that girl, LeAndrea Johnson.